Welcome to the Parenting is Heart Work podcast. This is Dr. Scott Taransky, and I'm here with Elena Svetzlot from the Netherlands. And together, we regularly talk about parenting, family dynamics, and we are spending some time talking about marriage. And the reason we're doing that is because I got a new book out called Activate Your Marriage, and you can find it at biblicalparenting.org. It's a book that is designed to help couples grow closer in their relationship together at any stage of their own lives. And so, Elena, I'm glad you're here today. Welcome, and let's talk about marriage today. I'm eager to hear where we're going.
Yeah, very nice to be here and very, very excited about this book that is so full of not only wise thoughts and advice, but also just practical things that we can do on our daily marriage life so we can make it work better and deeper. So I love it. Let me introduce our topic today. Today we will talk about chapter 6 in your book. And the title of this chapter is Consider Details, Developing Thoughtfulness in Marriage. I really love this chapter, actually, and I really love this because sometimes things like details and thoughtfulness are not really things we are thinking top of mind. And I think it's so important to give some thought to thoughtfulness and to the details of our marriage. So let me first start by introducing your definitions of thoughtfulness and the detail and considering details, and then we can go ahead. So thoughtfulness, you are defining this as nurturing a sensitivity to little things, seeking to encourage and uplift. And consider details, choosing to see and respond to the little things that make my spouse and others feel loved, valued, and appreciated. And let me just say that already reading this, I think, yeah, in our world where things happen so fast and everything is powered by technology and we just, our attention span is so, so minimal, we are giving less and less thoughtfulness and look less and less at the detail. So Dr. Scott, why don't we start by saying what inspired you to think about this as something important in a marriage?
Well, I realize not only in my own marriage, but in the families that I work with, that there's a difference between being loving and being apathetic. If we look at those on two different, on a spectrum, being loving versus apathetic, I think we come to some very practical things. I think sometimes people think that loving means I just feel this feeling inside of passion, which we'll talk about in later chapters. But I think that often this idea of thoughtfulness is so strategic. Because often the difference between being loving and being apathetic is attention to detail. If we will pay attention to the details of what's going on in our spouse's life or what's going on around us, then we show that we care. We show that we're interested. And that's where love really shines. So the point of this chapter is that one spouse, whether the other spouse is working on it or not, can work on becoming more thoughtful. And the way they're going to do that, that's the heart quality, is being thoughtful. But the practice of the exercises that they're going to do are detail exercises. Think in terms of detail. What details do I need to remember in order to be thoughtful with my spouse? And as you remember those, your spouse will feel like you care, will feel like this is important. So whether they respond, though, or not, you become a more thoughtful person. And that's the whole point of what we're trying to develop in ourselves, given this chapter.
Yeah, and it's so important because sometimes we think about thoughtfulness as something that can be tiring or maybe a bit, you know, pedantic because we're just always going to have to pay attention to things. And it's not only that, is it? It's also about just opening our eyes and being present in the moment to actually see what is happening. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to take extra energy out of us. But sometimes it does. And sometimes it's important to pay attention and to think and to be more, let's say, proactive in how we approach things. I really love how you share about your own life and about your own marriage in this book. And I really love how you and your wife have constructed a way of working together and being together that's so beneficial and has helped you and her both grow. Would you mind sharing with us also how this has worked in your own relationship?
Well, sure. I think that I'll give you a very practical example. The verse that we use in this passage is this, Philippians 2, 3, and 4. It says this, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." I was sharing this verse with a boy in my office who was having some challenges with being mean to his brother and disrespectful to his parents. And I asked him, "Does God speak to you?" And he says, "No." I said, "Would you like God to speak to you?" And he says, "Yes." I said, "Well, here, read these verses." And I gave him those verses to read. He read them and I said, "What is God saying to you?" And he says, "I don't know." I said, "Here, give it to me. I'll show you what I mean by that." I read those same verses. And then I said, "Here's what God is saying to me in these verses. It says, not only looking to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." I said, "My wife's having this event going on this weekend. And what I'm hearing God say to me in this verse is that I need to consider this event and what's going on, ask her questions, just to so that I can get to know some of the details, maybe offer to help in some ways." But what it did was the scriptures reminded me that I want to be a thoughtful person here, and I want to do that. With this boy, I also said in that it says there, in humility, value others above yourselves. And I said to him, "That's reminding me that I need to value you. You're a king's kid, and I need to treat you with respect because you're more important than I am." And I said, "Here, you take it and read it." And so he read it again, and I said, "What's God saying to you?" And he says, I think God wants me to share my electronic toy with my brother." And I said, "Did you hear him speak?" And he says, and he laughed. We laughed together. I said, "There's another question. I asked you, do you want to hear him speak? But there's another question. And that's the question, if he speaks, will you listen?" And I said, if you will listen to God this week, he will help you to be more kind to your brother and more respectful to your parents. And I think the same thing is true in our relationship with God, that the Holy Spirit prompts us to think about the details of our spouse. I think I've got a lot going on in my life. I can get very consumed with my activities and what's happening. And sometimes I forget what's going on in my wife's life. So for me to intentionally think of the details in her life and what she's considering and pondering and what's going on helps me to be able to be thoughtful. And that's a very important part of what I want to be, not just with my wife, but with my staff at church and with my kids and grandkids. Attention to detail is thoughtfulness, and it's part of who we can become. And I think God wants to develop that part of sanctification in all of our lives.
I think that's so powerful, especially because what you're saying basically is for us to stop looking inwardly and start looking outwardly at others and consider their needs and consider what they're going through and what is happening in their lives. And that can be a change in the way we're focused, or we have already started to become. So I really like that. And I know so many of us need to do that more. And it's so easy to let go of that attention to detail and to start to look at your own needs and what you are feeling and thinking in a certain moment and maybe become overwhelmed by it. But starting to think, to let your own persona go and just starting to look at others and consider what and listen to them and ask questions, that can really be powerful, and it can really build up a lot of understanding of them and of you and at the same time. Also what I love about this book, Dr. Scott, is that it gives some practical advice not only for our marriage but just life in general. I think what you are teaching and what you are advising here is so easily applicable applied in other areas of life, with friends and with family. So it's so wonderful. I want to just quickly give a short example of thoughtfulness in action that you have written here, because I really love it. Acts of service. It says, "Serving your spouse without being asked communicates that you care about their well-being. This could mean making their favorite breakfast, washing their car, or handling a task they find stressful. Acts of service say, 'I'm here to support you,' reinforcing your commitment to each other." And this is just one example. You give more examples, which I find so Almost like if you if you don't know anything, you can really just use this as a sort of a textbook. It's incredibly encouraging and also full of wisdom. So, thank you for this. Let me ask one more thing. Is there something that can, let's say, refrain us from doing this that we should be mindful of, or maybe, yeah, I'm wondering what can be the bigger obstacle for us to do this that you have noticed in your daily life and in the life of those you are counseling?
I think that we sometimes develop expectations of our spouse that aren't met. And so we start developing this resentment inside about the other person, which makes us feel like we don't want to do anything for them. We don't want to think about their details. And then distance starts to grow in the relationship. And so I think we have to be really careful about our expectations and saying, our spouse should have known that, or why didn't they do this, or why did they purchase that when I wanted them to buy this? And, all these things that those little resentments grow into big problems in a relationship. I think that for me, one of the things that spurs me on is my wife's thoughtfulness. And she just, little things, it's the details. That's the thing. It's the details. And, I'll find that she's either done something for me, or she's left something for me, or she's thought ahead about something, and I just feel appreciated. I feel like I feel this sense of gratitude. I know we already talked about gratitude in another session, but there's this, if we can replace the resentment with gratitude, then it really helps us to deal with the things that might hinder closeness in a relationship. And then if we are struggling with resentment, if a person were in that position, one of the things they can do is show love by being thoughtful and paying attention to detail, even if they aren't getting the response they want from their spouse. Because we don't serve our spouse to get a reward from our spouse. We serve our spouse to get a reward from God. And so we're serving the Lord in our marriage. And as we do so, God is concerned about the details, and he gives us the blessings that we need and we experience because we're serving him. So marriage is a ministry. It's something that we invest in, and as we do, good things happen.
Yeah, such a wonderful, wonderful way to share and to explain that. I would love to be able to advise those listening and give them more than you have given them in this book, but that would not be possible because there is so much more, and I want to encourage everyone to go ahead and purchase or read this book. I know it's available on your website, Dr. Scott, biblicalparenting.org, and I know it's available online that you can purchase it and read it on your own or with your spouse. And if you love or like this podcast, please feel free to share it and to rate it so more can listen and get ideas on how to work on their marriage. I find it so extremely encouraging and I find it so inspirational, and it gives me so many ideas which I obviously would love to put in practice, and I just love to. I just made them so many notes even now in our conversation, Dr. Scott. Thank you. Before we close this podcast episode, would you like to maybe share a few more thoughts that you want to emphasize before we leave?
Yes, many times parents think, or couples think, about thoughtfulness in terms of gifts. Oh, I want to give my spouse flowers or chocolates or something. And I think those are great. I think we should be doing those kinds of things for our spouses. But it's the small things that are done on a daily basis, those acts of kindness that say, oh, you got the groceries here, let me help you bring them in. Or to say, here, let me clean out your car for you. Or, just the little thoughtful things that we do to help one another are the small gifts that say I love you, and they communicate something of value that is so important. So I say, look every day to give gifts to your spouse. Doesn't have to be financial gifts or things that cost a lot of money, but gifts of time and attention and thoughtfulness are ways to say to your spouse, I love you. And so if you're planning to do that a couple times a day, give gifts, maybe just a text message or a call home. Are ways that say you're valuable to me and you mean a lot to me. So I would suggest that don't think big, think small when it comes to thoughtfulness, because it's in the details that often people feel the most valued.
Wonderful. Really, really true, everything you mentioned. And I want to encourage everyone to go ahead and say something nice or do something nice for their spouse today after they listen to this podcast. Thank you, Dr. Scott, once again. And to everybody out there, many blessings we send to you. And until next time, God bless.